6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. Oh, I find myself feeling more mentally sharp. It's probably knowing I got next week off. There will be no Desperate Hours on Thanksgiving evening. I will return on the 4th with another novelty show. But meanwhile, I'll be spinning the same old bland crap for the elderly. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Come along, children, come along. Why the moon is shining bright. Get on board, darling. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
6:15, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a public service message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational and Community Radio. Okay. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard the Trogs. And the title track to the album, Hip Hip Hooray, came out on Page One in 1968. I ain't gonna lie. We got off the reissue, came out in 2004 in Repertoire. For that, Band of Winan did Daytime Nighttime, a track originally released on the Gemini label in 1967. I got off of Fuzz Flakes and Shakes, Volume 1, came out in 1999 on Dionysus. And then two before that, I actually did have the actual record, though, the original pressing. Busta Brown and Raise a Ruckus Tonight, 1962 on Fire, and we kicked it off with Johnny and the Hurricanes and Reveille Rock. When you're on a college campus, start pronouncing them like they are in their native language. Anyway, Reveille Rock, 1959 on Warwick. Of course, as we kick off every show, Ennio Morricone from the Fistful of Dollars soundtrack in Tiddly. And backing me up for the last time, the backing track for the month of November 2019, Dave S. Trio and Devil's Daughter from the Wildsville compilation, originally released on the Burstone label. I have no idea when that happened. Anyway, we are in the second week of the fundraiser, the annual fundraiser for WMFO. All you got to do is go over to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org and click on donate. Enter your information for your premium. Go pay the man at where it tells you where to pay. And in the note, what you do is, if you want to dedicate it to the Desperate Hours, if you're so inclined, that's what you do. Or any show on this schedule. Anyway, let's get back into it. Got a lengthy dedication coming up. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you. message on sound.
Yeah.
It's 6:34 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Until I play in the second set of the show, bunch of the Stones going out to Joe, who's recuperating in the candy store after a medical incident. We're the Stones and I'm All Right, a live track that wound up on Out of Our Heads. Came out in 1965 on London. For that, Phil Flowers and the Flower Shop channeling Dylan like a Rolling Stone. Originally released on A&M in 1969, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off a compilation, The Get Down. Came out in 2002 on Soul City, a German compiler. Well, that, too, by the Stones. Heart of Stone from the Now album, 1965 on London. And Stone, the B-side to I Want to Be a Man, came out in 1963 on Decca. Can't say I don't flirt with disaster. Things mint. Anyway, kicked off the set with Pete Best and The Way I Feel, track originally released in this country and on the Happening label. I got off the compilation English Freak Beat Volume 5. Came out in 1992 on AIP. Yes, there will be no Desperate Hours on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving evening. We'll be taking the week off and spending it with family and friends. Giving thanks, ostensibly. But I'll be back on the 4th of December with another novelty show. Yes. I enjoyed it enough and it was had enough of a positive reaction. Now why not? You know? Hey, you know, if you're on Facebook, and admit you are, go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I just really, most of the time, it's just letting you know there's going to be a show indeed, or indeed going to be a show. I post the archive and the playlist over there. Every now and then I post something or write something. I don't bother you too much. If you really want to be a star, make me a bumper. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all the possible combinations, and your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and either send it by messenger through the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, or if you're shy, email to me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes, so I have that old email address from 20 something years ago. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Why are you being kind all day? I'm White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Children, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hey babe, now if you stay, you've got to understand what I think about home.
at 6:46, and you're listening to the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the first hour. Just heard the Burying the Remains. Yes, my mistake. I threw the CD in there and didn't cue it up right. I wanted to play Me Right Now, and that's what I played. Originally released on Epic in 1966. I got off the reissue with bonus tracks. Came out in 1991 on Epic Legacy. Before that, the British Walkers, a track released in 1967 on Cameo Parkway, and Shake. And then Leapy Lee kicked that set off with Boom Boom, 1969 on Decca. Joe Lacy's the only other person on earth that knew who they were. Well, maybe not, but I don't know. No one that mentioned it. Let's get back into it. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours.
With cold cream. Keeping a soft complexion is as easy as washing your face with Cam-A.
Say goodbye. I got a yoga mata hula back with you to do hand. The yoga mata hula back with show is grand. Makes your eyes look red and your tongue turn green. The strongest mess that you ever seen. Hold your hand used to be real strong. It kept you straight when you did me wrong. Time went by, you just got so mean. With the yoga mata hula back with you.
Back when make you scream. backward is the man.
I got a yoke from out the Hoover backward to do your hand. The yoke from out the Hoover backward sure is grand. Makes your eyes look red and your dog turn green. The strongest mess that you ever seen. Oh! Yoke from out the Hoover backward to do your hand.
Yoke from out the Hoover backward to do your hand.
Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies, I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No!
I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ.
In this old world, so I set out to give a job a whirl. Tanning bar and a big saloon, the boss he said I'd learn how soon. Yeah, I caught on real fast. Now I'm pouring drinks and serving beer, let me see, just about a year. Well, right about here I'd like to say that my poor hair is a-turning gray. Yeah, fighting drunks, all that stuff. Now a guy walked in the other night, bought a drink, real polite. Said, set him up, Joel, for everyone here, and you have one too, so I had a beer. Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy. Well, I thought he was. Well, he did this another time or two, and I said, that'll be $20 to you. Well, he looked at me in a stupid way, said, man, I'm broke, I can't pay. Yeah, I had to throw him out. Smart Alec. Well, in a little while, he was back again, wearing a great big stupid grin. Said, set him up, Joe, except you, I think, cause you get mean when you drink. Yeah, they'll drive you to drink. I'm telling you, they will. And now, once in a while, some guy will come in and catch his wife with another man. Start to fight, and I'm telling you, it's a fright. Yeah, I'm always in the middle, getting black eyes and all that stuff. Now a couple of guys sat at the bar, arguing about their new cars. Which had run the best and all, they ended up having a brawl. Yeah, I had to call the police, take them to jail. Now the story's moral, as you can see, is this bartending just ain't for me. So I'll just have another drink, that's the only way I'll sleep a wink. Yeah, you don't have to be crazy, but it sure does help.
I'll do what I wanna do. I'll find Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.